he'd brag around the rhythm club because he had these other band leaders. And some of them were successful, like Fletcher and Chick Webb and Claude Hopkins and Charlie Johnson, Noble Sissle. They were successful. He wasn't as a band leader in New York because the music he played was raunchy and it would make people want to shake their bodies, rub their bodies together, see? And the people get this music and it made them feel, if you was from the South, want to do that kind of carrying on. But it wasn't practical. So the music, I think, that was one of his misgivings. The music was too raunchy.